Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I am just so excited to be meeting with you all and gathering with you all each and every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, just to give God the glory. Give God all the honor, all the praise. I don't know where you're at, but I want y'all to give God a hand clap of praise right now and just say thank you. Thank you, God, for what you've done. Thank you, God, for what you're currently doing. And thank you, God, for what you are going to do in my future. All right, y'all. So just like our song was saying this morning, Lord of all. Oh my goodness, I love that song by JJ Harrison. It is one of the songs that is on the Peculiar Career Chit Chat playlist, so you can find that on Apple Music. But yes, it is amazing. So like the song said, it says, with every breath I breathe, I will praise you. With every song I sing, I will praise you. You are my God. You are my King. There is no one greater. Yes, you are Lord of all. Yes, I just love that. It's a wonderful reminder. A wonderful reminder about the God that we serve. A wonderful reminder that lets us know who our God is, who our God is. And I got to say that last line of the song says, you are my God and King. There's no one greater. You are my God and King. There's no one greater. Yes, you are Lord of all. Lord of all. Not Lord of one. Not Lord of two. Not Lord of a few. Not Lord of a couple. But Lord of all. That word all sticks out so much because it's a totality, all, everything, right? Lord of all, Lord of us, Lord of our children, Lord of our careers, Lord of our businesses, Lord of our life, right? So we just want to give God a hand clap of praise this morning because he is worthy. And just like the song, it says, he is our God, he is our King, he is the great I am. Y'all, I just feel as though we just need to be reminded this morning of the God that we serve, of the God that we serve. And so, of course, with everything, we tie it to scripture. And so the scripture that came to mind when I was listening to the song this morning was Psalm 34:1. And if you aren't familiar with that scripture, it states, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm going to say that again. Psalm 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Yes, blessing the Lord at all times. So meaning everywhere you go. Don't just bless the Lord at church. Don't just bless the Lord or shout the Lord. Shout to the Lord in at church, but you can shout to the Lord or you can bless the Lord anywhere. I know I be in my car. I be in my house, like my house. Let me tell you, you step in my house, it's going to smell good, yes. But it's going to smell like praise. It's going to be like, oh, girl, it was oily up in here. It reeks of praise. And that is something that I pride myself on. And I really go in the spirit. I really go in prayer over my family, over you all. I really go in, right? And so, if anything, I'm a reek of praise because the Lord, because I'm blessing the Lord at all times, and his praise shall do what? Be continually be in my mouth, continually be in my mouth, which is a great segue into what I kind of talked about last week. I said, if you want to be a part of my list of just sharing different sermons and everything that I listen to, I'm going to start that this week. And the Lord put in my spirit to call it the Daily Bread List. Now, I'm not going to be sending things every day, no, but as I am led to, I will send it to you so that you can hear everything that I'm pretty much listening to, or just be in the know, or just be tapped in, because it's not just enough to just go to church. It's not just enough to just, you know, shoot the breeze and say, oh, I'm just here again another Sunday just to collect the word. Or no, you need a daily word. And so my routine for the day is pretty much I get up, pray, you know, do mommy things. And then I will start the day with like a sermon I randomly find on like YouTube, or just listen to a word or read through some scripture. So we got to create a routine for ourselves, right? A routine that we can definitely stick to, something we can stick to in order to elevate our spirit and elevate our relationship with God, right? And set the atmosphere in wherever you may be going, whether you're on the way to work, what are you listening to? You want to definitely, and that's a way of how you can guard your heart, guard your mind. And it's also a way of how you can elevate your spirit, elevate your attitude. Come on now. And set the atmosphere in your, not just in like in the area, in your environment, but set the atmosphere in your mind. You want to be ready when you step foot in the door at work. You want to be ready when you turn on your computer for work. You just want to have a certain mindset. And so what helps me with that is to definitely be fueling my spirit with something from with the word from the Lord, not something, excuse me. You want to fill your spirit with the word from the Lord. And then the hope is that when you are listening to that, you will grab onto that word and carry it with you throughout the day. Carry it with you throughout the day. And then it's a reminder. It's a reminder, yes, that the Lord is the Lord of all. Okay.
And it's a way of how you can definitely continuously, like the scripture says, praise shall continuously be in your mouth. Okay. All right. So if you want to be a part of the daily bread list, definitely respond. If you're already on the text message list, definitely all you have to do is respond with the number one, and I will add you to the daily bread list. And also, if you want to be a part of that list, you can put in the chat one and I will add you to the list. All right. So let's get into it, y'all. So when I was listening to one of the sermons this week, I listened to a lot, but a lot of things over the week, but it's always something mind stimulating, something to get me to think. Because one thing about it, I'm always trying to exercise my brain muscles, and sometimes I may do just sit idly, but I'm idly listening, like, okay, God, what are we doing next? What's going on? But anyways, during one of those times last week, it was a sermon and it had the phrase, "It's on the way." It's on the way. And so that phrase just kept ringing in my head. And I'm like, yes, it's on the way. It's on the way. So I don't know what your it is, but it's on the way. Your it could be, oh, that interview is on the way. Or your it could be, oh, that contract that I'm going after is on the way. Your it could be, ooh, that new vehicle I need to go to work in, it's on the way. Come on, somebody. And then your it could be anything. It's on. And I just want to let you know, it's on the way. And so it was so interesting. The title itself of the sermon got me to just, you know, just listen to it. And this is a pastor that I listen to quite regularly. So it was really nothing different, but I really wanted to start with that particular sermon. And you'll find out that the preacher, if you join the Daily Bread, I'll send it to you. But the preacher is Rock City. It's from Rock City Church in Birmingham, Alabama, Pastor Mike Jr., right? And so as I was listening, he said he couldn't even get through the sermon. And so I just enjoyed being in the presence of the Lord, just watching the worship, but also worshiping on my end as well. And so sometimes, and what reminded me is that sometimes when you are going through life, you know, it's some things that you plan to do. It's so many things that we plan to do, but when the Holy Spirit takes over, when God is in the midst and takes over, listen, it's not going to look like what we thought it was going to look like. And so that's what happened in this particular sermon. That's what happened in a particular sermon at that service. At that particular service that I clicked on. And he has the various different services up. And I was just like, the one that I clicked on is the one that he couldn't even get through his message because the spirit was so heavy. Like, it was so spirit filled in the room. And the phrase that they kept saying is, "It's on the way. It's on the way." And that was really ringing in my ears throughout the week. And I was just like, yes, God, whatever you got on the way, I receive it. So I just want you to say, "It's on the way. It's on the way for me." Whatever it is, just say, "It's on the way." And so when he was listening to the words and the lyrics that the praise team were stating, "It's on the way," he prophetically said a lot of things, but the scripture that he brought up was one of my favorite scriptures, and that is Amos 9:13-15. And if you aren't familiar with that scripture, that scripture is nothing but prophetic. So I just want to read it to you this morning. from the message version. I love how the message version reads it because it breaks it all the way down. Okay. It says, yes, indeed, it won't be long. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim one thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once and everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people, Israel. They'll rebuild their ruined cities. They'll plant vineyards and drink good wine. They'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables. And I'll plant them on their land. They'll never again be uprooted from the land I've given them. God, your God, says so. How many of y'all know that it's going to happen? It's going to happen. It's going to happen fast. How many of y'all got that in y'all spirit after I read that? Because I just need y'all to just hold. Like, I tell myself, buckle up and hold on and be on the rad that God has planned for me. So I just pray right now and declare and decree that you buckle up. Hold on tight for the rad that God has for you, not the rad that God has for your neighbor, not the rad that God has for your sister, for your brother, for your friend, for your mother, for your father, not the rad that is playing for them, but the rad that is playing for you. In the name of Jesus, I just declare and decree right now that God will just do it and do it exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think or imagine. God is going to come through for you. God is going to come through for us. And I just declare and decree that it won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long because it's on the way. When I heard that phrase and I kept ringing in my spirit over the week, I was just like, yes, it's on the way. And this is something that I just felt led to share with you all and to remind you all that it's on the way. It's on the way. Your blessing is on the way. That prayer you prayed months ago, years ago, whatever, it's on the way. It's in the works. So right now, I just declare and decree whatever may be blocking our blessings, whatever may be hindering what we have been praying for, God, definitely release it to us. Release it to us. And I just declare and decree that it is on the way. It is on the way. And I love how the scripture in the message version, it says, everywhere you look, blessings. Everywhere you look, blessings. So yes, your friends, everybody around you may be getting blessed, but listen, do not grow weary. Do not grow weary. That is biblical. Do not grow weary of doing good. Do not grow weary. And I keep saying that because it's so many times where we're like, oh, God, when is it my turn? God, where is my acceptance letter? Where is my, oh, you got the job? Where is my business partners coming from? Where is my next financial blessing coming? Where is mine, Lord? Where is mine? But I want to just declare and decree that everywhere we look, everything, it says everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings, blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I don't know about you all, but I want that for me. For me, I want that. So I want that for you all. And I pray that you just pray into that. Pray into those, into that scripture for your life, for your family, for your business, for your career, whatever you got going on. Just pray those, pray the scripture over you. And then I just pray that everything that God is leading you to do or sharing with you to do or sharing with you to go, that you will do it and do it expeditiously. Do it without hesitation and have a spirit of obedience when doing so. Okay? All right, you all. Whew, that was a lot, but I pray that that word or that message really penetrates your spirit, really gets you going this morning, because I was excited. I was excited to share it with you all, excited to really just give you, instilling you some hope to get through this work week, some hope to get through whatever it may be, wherever it may be, and just know that it is on the way. All right. Okay, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. God, we do not take it for granted that we're able to meet here virtually every Monday morning, Lord, and just to give your name praise, to give you all the glory, all the honor, because you are worthy. You are so deserving, Lord. God, we just thank you for who you are. Thank you for who you are, Lord. God, we just thank you for another opportunity to just say thank you, to say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just come to you, humbly come to you, thank you, and asking you to forgive us of our sins, God. Allow us to repent, God, in the name of Jesus, and turn away from things that are not of you, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you direct our paths, orchestrate everything that we got going on this week, Lord. Be in the midst of everything we have going on this week, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift your name on high. God, we just thank you. God, we just declare and decree that blessings on top of blessings will be our portion, in the name of Jesus. And that, like your word says in the Message version of the Bible, it says blessings everywhere we look, we will see blessings. We declare and decree that over our life, and blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills will be our portion, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that we stand in the need for, God, you know that you will fill the gaps, God. So fill the gaps, God. Fill the gaps, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We uplift your name. We give you all the glory, all the praise, God. We ask that you are give us a special hedge of protection as we go into work, as we come out of work, as we travel to work, as we travel from work, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you are with the people that are on the roads with us, whether it's on the highways, whether it's in the airways, the trainways, God, we ask that you are there being with us and protecting every side of us, side to side, top to bottom, God. We ask that you protect us all around. God, we ask that you shield us from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord. Protect our holy temples, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you protect this nation. Protect this nation, bless this nation, bless this world, Lord. There's so much chaos going on, God. So we thank you. We thank you for healing this world. And God, we thank you for healing us wherever we are standing in the need of healing, God, whether it's in our health, healing in our finances, healing in relationships, God. We just thank you. Thank you for all that you do, not just thank you for one or two things, but all that you do, Lord. God, if we had 10,000 sons, we couldn't even praise you enough. So God, we thank you for this moment right here that we are being intentional and coming to you about career-related things, about work-related things, about professional things in general, about business things. God, we just thank you. We just want you to be there and give us the clarity we need in order to elevate not to where we desire to be, but to elevate to where you desire us to be, God. And God, we just pray that you will allow us to shine our light so bright and not ever dim it, in the name of Jesus, but to be bold about who we are and who we are in you. So God, we just thank you. And we just sit in your presence, God, right now, giving you all the glory, giving you all the praise. And we just want to be able to always give praise to where praise is due, to give honor to where honor is due, God. We know that everything that we do, everything that we have is because of you, not man, but because of you. So God, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed day and work week. And I will catch you back up here next week.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.